Hello, love. Life has been hard, hasn't it?
Yes, I know. Poor thing. Money, work. Even friends and family can really bog you down. Sometimes it's easy to forget what's truly important. Do you remember what's really important, kitten? Have you forgotten about the only things that really matter? Oh, you silly girl. That's okay. Will you do me a favour, beautiful? That's my good girl. Take a few minutes with me. Let me help you. That's why I'm here. To remind you of what really matters. To help you feel fulfilled once more. To show you who you really are. Who are you, girl? You are mine. That's who you are. There is no higher honour for you than being my property. You see, pet, I give you worth. I am your worth, and for me, you are only worth the pleasure you give me, the intensity of my orgasm, and the size of my load. Open your mouth, slut. If I were to sell your brainless whore body, I'd get more money with your mouth full of my spit than without. My spit alone is worth more than the depraved pile of fuck meat listening to my voice. But I wouldn't expect you to understand that. That's what daddies like me are for. I'm here to do all the thinking for you and be your god. Do you like that, pet? Do you like being a dumb little cum doll for a man who is superior to you? I know you do. You can't hide it from me. It's your nature. Hearing my voice telling you this truth is lulling you into your natural state. Numbers and facts are meaningless to my brainless bimbo. You feel so empty-headed. Both your mouth and your pussy drool for me, desperate for my superior god cum. I am the centre of your universe. All you can think of is me. The only thing that makes sense is pleasing me, pleasing your god, being a perfect little fuck toy for me. How would an ignorant slut like you please me? In the end, it comes down to one thing. Be pretty. You heard that right. Be pretty. Sounds so simple, doesn't it? A simple task for a simple girl. But of course, daddy isn't a simple man. You're owned by a real man. A superior man. A true alpha male. You can do your makeup, wear clothing that shows off your body in pleasing ways, and even keep your cunt waxed for me. All those things are mandatory anyway if you want to continue being my property, and you do. But they are not, in and of themselves, enough alone. No. Your god requires that you always be enthusiastically ready and available to take my cock in any and all your filthy holes, no matter where we are or who we are with. You will work for my cum like your life depends on it. Many times, it will. My cum is top priority. After, and only after, my cum is dripping down your thighs or smearing the makeup off your grinning, vapid face, is your oxygen important. Do you understand? That's my good girl. My sweet, disgusting little whore. Your orgasms are amusing, to say the least, particularly when you come despite being so close to passing out from oxygen deprivation. It just reinforces the fact that there is nothing more important in your pathetic little existence than my pleasure. Continue to please me, worship me, be my pretty possession, my torture trinket. I'll afford you all the luxury a simple-minded cum junkie could ever want. I'll buy you slutty clothes that will enhance your ability to make me cum. It's the only thing you're good for, after all. I'll write all over your body. This will both remind you and inform those we come into contact with what you are. Along with my words will be welts and bruises all over your skin. We both know how wet and desperate you get when I beat you, but pitiful little sex object. It's just the way that you are now, aren't you? Just the way I trained you. Just the way I made you. Normally I prefer your mouth to be full of cork or shining my boots with your tongue rather than some childish, inane attempt at speech. But in this moment, I think some affirmations are appropriate. You're going to repeat after me, do you understand? Good girl. Say, I am a nasty, mindless rape slut. Say it. Say, my only use is to make my alpha male come. Say, the entirety of my being belongs to him and only him. Say, I am merely a ditzy dumb slut, only fit to be objectified by the man who owns me, for I am his property. That's it. Good girl. I know that last one was a little hard. I could see the wheels turning in that silly cum-soaked skull of yours. But you exceeded my admittedly low expectations. Now, one last one. Are you ready? Say after me. I am Daddy's precious property. He owns me. I am his to use, abuse, show off, care for, and love. Go on. Say it. Good girl. You remember that. Remember what I told you. Remember this.